Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, lots to talk about. Of course, your calls, if you make them, you may bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. That is the point of this program. You can actually control the website as well. Perhaps you just aren't one of those kind of people that likes to get on the phones. I mean, it's a really unique individual who will pick up the phone and call a talk radio program. What, about 1% or, you know, like the maximum 1% of the audience will ever call in?
That's the statement.
Yeah. So,
I've always been taught.
Maybe you'd rather participate in other ways. You can go to freetalklive.com and actually control the content of our website as well by submitting different news items or, you know, blogs or YouTube videos. Whatever it is you think's interesting, whatever you think our listeners would like, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will then decide whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. They vote, and you can vote too, and most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So drop on by freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Of course, it's totally free, like everything is on our site. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their pages. Ours is free, so drop in at freetalklive.com and enjoy. As we will, of course, take your calls about anything, but also bring things to the table to discuss. I've got a related story, Mark, to something that we talked about just a few days ago, maybe just a couple days ago. It was a news story that you had about somebody who wanted to do kind of a puff photography piece on the police.
Right.
And he was, you know, he'd heard that the police were doing naughty things to protesters at the Occupy movements, and he just couldn't believe it. He, you know, these are our friends, officer friendly. So we're going to go out, and he's going to go out and take some pictures and show them, and they're doing their duties, and they're heroes, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Well, I got the impression that he felt that for whatever reason the police were being shown in a negative light and didn't think that that was fair, so you know, he goes and therefore, you know, tries to do something. I imagine he wasn't trying to do something that was one-sided, but in fact something that was fair. But as a result, he got arrested for standing on the sidewalk, and the police lied and said he was in the street.
Now, he was arrested for photographing the police, right?
Well, he was arrested for refusing to get off the sidewalk, essentially.
Sure, but they don't like being photographed. I mean, wasn't that the reason why they approached him, don't you think?
I think that they wanted to... The impression is they... Well, you know, there were a bunch of people there, and they didn't like the Occupy movement, period. So,
gotcha.
You know, let's round these people up and arrest them. The claim was that all these people were rioting in the street. The video, finally, when it came out in court, which... it shouldn't have been any surprise to the prosecutor, showed that the police were the only ones in the street.
So I've got a related case, this story from Murtha and Murtha, MurthaLawFirm.com. So the attorneys representing the lady in the question here, or the lady in question. The case, they say, is a frightening example of what can happen when a photographer encounters ignorant bullies with badges. According to the complaint filed in federal court, Nancy Genovese, a mother of three, was driving home on County Road 31 past Gabriski Airport in Suffolk County when the... she noticed the Gabriski Airport displays a decorative helicopter shell by the roadway to the public, which is visible to all who pass by. So, you know, kind of like a model, if you will, or a
showpiece.
Showpiece. You know, look, oh, here's this piece of equipment. It's fancy. It's a helicopter. Nancy Genovese stopped her car on the side of the road across the street from the airport in an area that's open and accessible to the public and crossed over the road to the airport entryway that's also open and accessible to the public to take a picture of the helicopter display. While still in her car, she took a picture of the decorative helicopter shell with the intention of posting it on her personal Support Our Troops webpage. Nancy was preparing to drive away when she was stopped and approached by Robert Eiberger, a lieutenant with the Southampton Town Police. Lieutenant Eiberger demanded to know why she was taking photographs. Nancy showed the lieutenant her camera, but Lieutenant Eiberger grabbed her camera and handled it without care. In an attempt to prevent the lieutenant from damaging the camera, Nancy removed her memory card.
I love how the police just seem to think it's an opportunity to come after somebody when they see people taking pictures. This has happened from train stations to
buildings,
all kinds of situations where, you know, your average American who had... In this case, wanted to put it on her Support Our Troops page. I mean, she sounds like a good old government supporter to be. You know, these people are protecting us, including law enforcement, likely. But then they come across a situation where officer-friendly is going after their camera. They thought they lived in a free country where you could take pictures of things that you want to take pictures of. And there are no laws that you can't.
Well, how much do you want to bet Lieutenant Iberger in this particular case, the aggressor, was actually formerly military?
I would guess, because a lot of police tend to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's common that people leave the military and are recruited by police departments. They already know how to take orders, and so they're natural recruits for police. Anyway, she attempted to remove her memory card and did remove that memory card, but then Lieutenant Iberger confiscated it. To date, Nancy's memory card still has yet to be returned. Lieutenant Iberger demanded that Nancy remain where she is and refused to allow her to leave. At this time, he notified the sheriff's office and authorities at Cabreski Airport of Nancy's presence outside the airport and falsely and wrongfully informed them that she posed a terrorist threat. Suffolk County Deputy Sheriff.
Now, we saw, you know, I don't have the article sitting in front of me here, but it's amazing I guess it's Department of, there's some kind of terrorist watch list or something like that, and the claim is that I think it's 55. I'm going to look it up, but it's an incredible amount of terrorists that law enforcement comes in contact with
every
single day.
This is one of them, right? This Nancy, the mother of three, she's one of those terrorists that the government encounters?
She isn't, because this is only people that are on the terrorist watch list.
I see.
So that's
now she might be on it now.
Yeah. It's 55. I thought it was 55 daily encounters with terrorists.
You can't just go around and take pictures of helicopter husks.
Yep.
I mean, you could be plotting to blow up a helicopter or something. There's some real valuable information you can get from photographing a husk.
I can't even imagine. I'd love to know what this person was thinking when this Lieutenant Iverson was thinking when they thought that it was a good idea to go after, you know, some mom on the side of the road. Terrorists, not likely to be moms. Just guessing.
Mark, everyone's a suspect. Lieutenant Iberger demanded she stay where she is, and the Suffolk County Sheriff responded to the scene along with various members of the Sheriff's Office because, you know, hey, this is a big deal. There's a potential terrorist out here.
Well, outside
the airport.
Well, he said it. Like, right. This is, okay, so, I mean, these guys, once somebody puts it in the air, makes this occur, then they've got to respond in their minds. They have to respond as though this is true. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's just not right to go up and respond and say, what's the guy's name, Lieutenant? What? Iverson?
Iberger.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
Oh. Hey, Lute, find any terrorists today? You
Robert.
Big,
it's Robert.
Fat rube. You know, I mean, it's not, you're going to get in trouble. The lieutenant says there's a terrorist out by the airport. You're going to show up with your lights blazing and pull a shotgun when you get out.
Well, when Deputy Carluck arrived, he placed cameras on the roof of his vehicle aimed at Nancy and her 18 and 20-year-old sons, who at that time had come to the scene to help their mother.
He must be a terrorist with those cameras out.
Deputy Carluck, no, that's the sheriff that put the cameras out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Well, he couldn't possibly be a terrorist. He works for the government.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
Unless, of course, you count the government as terrorists, which I do, because they're the only ones that are actually threatening you on a daily basis.
Who had terror struck in their heart in this situation?
I bet you Nancy was pretty scared. Deputy Carluck ordered
right
all
to be.
Three of them to stand directly in front of the cameras and not to move. Officials from the airport as well as other law enforcement agencies responded, including without limitation the Southampton Police Department, West Hampton Police Department, FBI, Department of Homeland Security. Nancy was questioned on the side of the road for approximately 5 to 6 hours.
About
6 p.m. until midnight, denied food or water, and denied the opportunity to use a restroom, all without having received any warnings as to her rights.
You know, I wonder in this circumstance if she would have used the magic words is, am I being detained? Am I free to go?
Well, certainly she is, as somebody who is going to make some sort of add pictures to her puff piece for supporting the troops on her website, odds are good she's never heard those phrases before.
Probably not. I'm wondering, you know, if...
But what would that have done?
What would have happened if somebody would have used that phrase? Because they'll tell you, I have to use the bathroom. You're going to have to hold it. You know, whatever it is they say, they're not saying you're not free to go. They're just making it very difficult for you to understand that you're, you know, not free to go. They've got tricks.
I will tell you more about Nancy's story here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Because, again, the other cops just now showed up at this point in the story. So it was first just the lieutenant. He calls in the squad, and then they show up, question her for 5 to 6 hours. But what else transpired? 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,562. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.40, $800.70 for a half ounce, or $400.35 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.40, $800.70, and $400.35.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Oh, and speaking of those features, you can get signed up for our news updates. Head over to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. They're all free over at news.freetalklive.com. And I want to also let you know, if you are a webmaster or a blogger, perhaps, maybe you don't yet have a forum on your website, or maybe you already have a forum, but you'd rather have one that's private, one that's anonymous, one that will one that cares about your users' privacy. I guess when I say private, I don't mean private in that no one can get in. Actually, plainboards.com creates anonymous message boards, meaning that they're concerned with the privacy of your users in that nobody has to register for an account to post there. You can go and get your own within seconds. It's free to use over at plainboards.com. That's P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. You don't have to install anything. You don't have to log in to get one. You just go type in the name of the board you want, and it's created for you right in it, like in an instant.
This is great value that you can add to a website that you have, you know, for no cost. Essentially, yep. You can add huge value for the people that come to your website, and that's how you get people to come back. You get more hits by adding a plainboard.
Plainboards.com. Let's go. We're going to continue with Nancy's story here in a moment. It's a mother who is pulled over. She's, you know, kind of this military-oriented lady. You'll find out in a moment to check she had a gun in her vehicle. That kind of made things interesting with the police. You know, this pro-military lady pulls over by the airport to take a picture of a helicopter husk. So basically a helicopter has been stripped of, you know, all irrelevant motion-y parts like the engine and things like that, and just kind of the husk of it.
The life-size model of a helicopter. I don't even know what to call it. It's not a model. I mean, it's a form helicopter.
Yeah, exactly.
It just doesn't. It's a helicopter that doesn't hello anymore.
Yeah, a helicopter on display for, you know, historical purposes, and it's a publicly accessible thing. She's pulled over. The police threaten her as a potential terrorist because she was taking pictures of it. And we'll continue her story in a moment. Let's go first, though, to Andrew listening in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, Andrew, with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
On the lines of photographing the police, in Chicago, we recently had the NATO summit. Mm-hmm. I go to school in the city, and the school I go to also has a large film section. And, before the summit, we were just blitzed with this massive email saying we have received explicit, you know, statements from the Chicago Police Department that if anyone is caught videotaping anything that's going on related to the summit and they don't have, you know, a legitimate press pass, I say legitimate in quotation marks, you know, your gear will basically be stolen from you. You will not receive it back and you will be thrown in, as you would put it, a cage.
Your civil rights have been suspended for the duration of the NATO summit, citizen. Go on about your business.
It's actually worse than that. Rahm Emanuel, the king of Chicago, has enacted just a handful of these tiny little provisions, such as the ability to shut down protests at will and requiring $1 million in insurance for
just any to have a protest
that goes on. Yep.
Nice. How's yeah, that's good. That's going to put a dampener on free speech. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to go about getting $1 million insurance policy or what it would possibly cost. I'd imagine it's several hundred dollars.
You'd probably have to call an insurance company to start with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and just kind of one more thought before I was leaving off.
Oh, yeah, and forget anything impromptu, right? Like if you need to have a protest quickly because, you know, something's happening in the world, you'd have to go and jump through all these hoops. It'd be impossible. You'd have to have a several week, if not month, lead time in order to navigate the bureaucracy.
You can't be topical. That's right. Just kind of one more thing. I wanted to give a book recommendation out there for anybody who's kind of on the fence with this kind of panarchism, anarchy. It's called Welcome to Free America by David Barker. I highly recommend it. It's just a fantastic explanation of how life would function in a stateless society.
I like it. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the recommendation and the thoughts tonight. Let's go to Dave listening in Mount Jackson to WSVG in Virginia. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. So this is from WSVG, the talk of the valley.
Yeah, we love them.
We carry you guys live. We carry you guys live.
7 nights a week. One of the few and the proud 7-night-a-week radio affiliates and live WSVG.
Well, Jim Jones is a great owner. A great owner. I actually may go back to work for him sooner rather than later.
But fantastic.
I'm a former, police officer from within the military. I have to take issue with a little bit about what you were saying. First of all, my experience, and make no mistake, a civilian police officer's worst nightmare encounter is with a former police officer. Because the former police officers know what you can do and what you can't do.
Oh, yeah, you know the game.
Yeah, and you know, civilian law enforcement. Matter of fact, I took a picture. I was taking pictures of a firehouse over in Matthias, West Virginia, about a month or a month and a half ago, because it had a sign on the side saying free broadband internet access paid for by the Obama administration.
That's funny.
And I was taking a picture of that to put on my Facebook page, and up pops the deputy sheriff asking me what I'm taking pictures of buildings for.
Ridiculous.
Because I feel like it.
Well, you know, I think what I wanted to point out is, having been a police officer and actually taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, there is maybe more than a small minority that used to be in the military that take those very seriously, and even though they're out of the military, realize that those oaths that we took have no expiration date.
Yeah, are you referring to Oath Keepers?
Well, I'm in the Oath Keepers, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, all of us realize, well, a good bit of us realize, that our oaths didn't expire when we left the military.
So what happened with your story? I mean, I'd have loved to have seen video of you encountering this cop.
Well, he turned on his TV camera as soon as I said, I used to be a police officer. What kind of statutory authority do you have to worry about me taking a picture of a building? So the whole thing was encountered, and eventually he went away.
Yeah. I imagine the OS face came over his visage.
Right. I mean, yeah. I guess my point is, one, civilian police departments, I think, would like to recruit more former military than they really do, and it should be concerning to all of us, or at least it's concerning to me, that most police departments where I live, they not only have just a high school education requirement, most of them don't have any college, and they don't have military experience.
Hmm.
For example, the Harrisonburg Police Department, which is it's the city, the county seat where I live, we've had two police officers in the last 3 months kill animals.
Oh, no.
One of them was called to the scene where a cat had been injured, and the homeowner, you know, had this injured cat on his porch, and this relatively new police officer beat the cat to death with his baton 15 to 20
times. Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
That's two cat-killing stories in a week that we've had now on Free Talk Live. Hey, thanks for sharing that tonight, Dave. I appreciate the info, the inside scoop. Feel free to keep us in the loop with what you do in the future, because it sounds interesting to me. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can share your experience or bring up whatever's on your mind. More about the mom harassed by the cops in moments.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. As we told you before, you can control the content there. But sometimes it's nice to have an editor decide what's interesting, and they do that over at Freedom's Phoenix.
Critics Phoenix is, what do they call it, news aggregator site?
Yeah.
For people who are probably the single best news aggregator site for people who are interested in pro-liberty issues. I do a lot of show prep there. Frankly, we share some articles from freetalklive.com where we have our own news aggregator and where you can vote them up, vote them down. You can't really vote them up and vote them down at Freedom's Phoenix, but they have a bunch of stories that come through.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, go check them out. Freedom'sPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. It's worth getting.
All right, so still to come, more about the mom who was harassed by the police just for taking pictures of a helicopter husk. But first, Dale is in Tennessee. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey, Dale.
I've got something I need to tell y'all that I just found mind-boggling. Okay, I live in Tennessee, and Smithville, Tennessee, a 21-year-old man was arrested for cohabitating with a 15-year-old girl. Let's say sometime cohabitating, because like she probably stayed at her own home with her parents and went back and forth with him. Mm-hmm. And it was with the parents' permission. They were buying him condoms, and things,
Wow.
I guess. But the part that really gets me is in Tennessee. If these parents had gave him the permission to marry her, there wouldn't have been anything they could do.
Right. What is it, 13 or something like that? In a lot of places, like 13, 14, yeah.
Yes, and they arrested the parents, too.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. So in this circumstance, because they were sometime cohabitating, they were not married. The police came in and arrested them. Some busybody must have reported the situation.
But
if
they'd only just paid off the police with a $10, $100 marriage certificate, then it would have been completely fine.
That's it. I mean, and to me, that's the most bogus thing I've ever heard. I mean, when I was 20 years old, if the girl's dad liked me, I thought I had it made in the shade. That was the only thing I was worried about.
Right.
Her dad liked
me. No doubt.
All right. Hey. All right. Well, y'all have a good one, man.
Dale, thanks for sharing the story, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's certainly an unusual story. You know, usually if there's a 21-year-old dating a 15-year-old, that's a good dad's not going to be so happy
about that. The parents tend not to be so happy. But, you know, whatever. They must have been happy with the situation.
Right. So let's just go ahead and arrest everybody, because that will make everyone's lives better. Because, you know, a 15-year-old teenager couldn't possibly make any decisions for themselves, right? Whether you agree with the decision or not, they couldn't possibly make any decisions for themselves, and certainly not with the assistance of their parents. No, the state knows what's best.
Aren't 15-year-olds supposed to make the decision of what they want to do with their life? I mean, isn't that the age that you're supposed to be making the decision?
Well, you should certainly be thinking about it.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
Well, they want you to, they want you to know the answers to those questions. You need to be able to answer, you know, what classes are you going to take in high school so that you can take the proper college, go into the proper college, and, you know, this, that, and the other. Yeah, absolutely. You're making decisions about your life at the age of 15.
I'm just curious also, what if it had turned out that instead of this 15-year-old, and I don't know, was it a girl, I guess? 15-year-old girl, what if she had been over at a girlfriend's house who was 16? Let's say, you know, so the girlfriend might maybe, let's go ahead and say it was 16 is the legal age in whatever the state is. In a lot of states,
probably
it's 16.
True.
Some it's 18. So let's say, of course, then again, there's also different rules for homosexual sex. So, anyway, let's just say she's with her girlfriend, and they're having sleepover after sleepover after sleepover. And at what point does that become cohabitation?
I don't think it was the cohabitation that was necessarily the problem. Probably somebody, sadly, said, yes, we're having sex.
You mean within the case, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, likely the police showed up, and they're experts at this. Experts at this.
They can intimidate people and get them to confess.
You have no business answering any questions from a law enforcement officer. None. Except, did you call us here? You know, I mean, that's the only question that you should be answering.
Mm.
You should not be answering questions, because if they're asking questions, they're conducting an investigation. If they're conducting an investigation, they're looking for someone to lock up. If they're talking to you, likely the person they're looking to lock up is you.
Good possibility. Or someone you care about. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've been in a similar situation and you would like to explain what it was like. But, you know, whether you agree with the teenager's choice in this particular case, I think that could you possibly believe that the police involving themselves in this way has in any way made the situation better for any of the parties?
Yeah, I can't see how anybody is made better in this circumstance by the police being involved. You know, maybe I don't think it's a great idea necessarily for a 15-year-old and 21. I don't know. I mean, you know, 15, 20, 21, you're at the outside of what I find acceptable right there. I mean, not outside of what I find acceptable, at the outside of what I find acceptable. It seems like a stretch. Those are, you know, periods that I find to be different. They were for me, but different people have different experiences.
Right. For me, it's not my business.
I mean, at 15 years old, I'd had a job for 3 years. The people in my class, I don't know any of them that had had that same experience.
I was, I don't know if I'd had an official job for 3 years at that point in my life, but I was certainly working more than my counterparts at a young age.
Were you working at your mother's store, right?
I was working at my mom's store before I was 16. When I was 16, I ended up getting a job over at the Big K and the electronics department. Yeah, well, yeah, it was actually called Kmart for a short period of time, then they rebranded as the Big K. But anyway, so my point being here that it's none of my damn business what these people are doing. If everybody's consenting, I don't care. And it's particularly unusual to have the parents' consent in this particular case. And I think that Dale's point is really spot on. How just hypocritical and terrible the people calling themselves the state are. Oh, this is such a big problem because you don't have a marriage license. All you had to do was ask for our blessing, give us $100 or $80 or whatever marriage license costs in Tennessee, and then you can just go ahead and have all the cohabitation you want with your 15, 14, 13 in some places. It's 13 to get married with parents' permission.
I knew a girl that had been married at 13 years old. I, you know, was working in Bartow, Florida when at work release, and that there was somebody, some girl at a restaurant where I was working that got married at 13 years old.
So she was working with you there, you mean?
She was 21 and had two kids.
Wow.
And false teeth.
Jeez. Well, I hope she's happy.
I do, too. She was fooling around on her husband. He was fooling around on her. Oh, I'm not going to claim to know what's best for these people, but I can tell you that locking any of them up would have been a good solution.
No, in no way, shape, or form. So 855-450-FREE. Back to the mother of three who was harassed by the police, pulled over. She was not allowed to leave from an area in which she was publicly accessible. There's a husk of a helicopter. It's outside the airport where she lives. And this is from MirthaLawFirm.com. Her lawyers are describing the police showed up. They called in their backup, called in the FBI, DHS, questioned her for 6 hours, 5 or 6 hours, till midnight, denied her food or water, denied her the opportunity to use a restroom, and her sons were there, too. A couple of her, I guess, adult sons, 18 and 20.
I'm really interested in what the sons, what are you holding them for? Exactly.
They showed up to help her and then were detained as well. Nancy had a left lower leg injury above her ankle that she had received earlier in the day, and which, exacerbated by the stress and length of her roadside detention, was causing her to limp. When the officers saw this, they ordered her to expose the wound, which was bleeding, for no legitimate purpose and with no regard for Nancy's health or well-being. Members of the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office used Nancy's leg wound as another object to taunt her with, telling her that they were going to arrest her for an unreported knife wound. Here's where the story takes an interesting twist, as though it weren't interesting already, and why I believe Nancy's situation hasn't received more press coverage. Before arriving at the airport to take a picture earlier that day, Nancy had been to the local shooting range. Remember, this is a lady who's very, pro-military, so she's got her rifle.
I don't care what she is, she has the right to carry a rifle.
Absolutely, but I mean, this is a woman who is being shocked to the core about what's happening to her.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, she considers herself a very patriotic person. She believes in the military, which, of course, I'm no fan of the military, but she is, and then all of a sudden, she's attacked within her own so-called country by people that she believed were there to protect her. We'll give you more about her story here in moments at 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. What do you want to talk about? Photographing in public places and being harassed by the police. As we're telling you one story of a mom of three, who was harassed by the police for taking a picture or pictures of a helicopter husk in a public place outside of a public airport. We'll continue that. Or talk about age of consent, these crazy laws that allow somebody to get married at the age of 13, but if even with parental permission, they're just cohabitating with somebody else without being married, then all of a sudden the state comes in and arrests everybody, including the parents. Crazy story. I think it was out of Tennessee. So whatever you want to talk about as well goes at 855-450-FREE. We're telling you the story of Nancy Genovese, and we'll continue that here in moments. Also want to make sure that you know how to support this program. If you like Free Talk Live, you can go and shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon UK, Canada, US. You click into the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff that you're looking for and get it delivered to your door, get great prices, the usual Amazon prices you're used to, the free Super Saver shipping you're used to. It's the same Amazon, you're just entering through our affiliate links, so therefore Free Talk Live gets a portion of the profits. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Nancy Genovese was pulled over by the police as she attempted to drive away from an area in which she was photographing a helicopter husk that was kind of on display as a historical monument sort of thing. She is a big fan of the troops. She's got a Support Our Troops page on the internets, and she was intending to use these photos to put up on her page to support the troops, make herself feel good about the killing going on in the Middle East. But that's what she was doing, and all of a sudden she got a taste of what America's really all about, and that is the police state. The police show up, they detain her for hours for questioning. Her sons show up, they apparently also detain them as well.
I thought they were in the car with her.
No, they had showed up to support her.
I see.
On the scene. Which is a good thing. I mean, if you be there for your friends in person when they're pulled over, that's a good thing. The more eyes to witness what these police do, the better. So the cops, they taunted her because she had a leg wound that she'd received earlier in the day.
What I would have liked to have seen shown up is, if she's got a friend who's a lawyer or something like that. I mean, whatever conversation she had with these people was too much conversation.
Sure. And so here's the rest of the story. She's got her rifle with her because she was at the shooting range earlier in the day. Lieutenant Iberger searched Nancy's vehicle. This is according to her attorneys at MirthaLawFirm.com. So the lieutenant searched her vehicle without her consent and came across her unloaded rifle, which Nancy was legally carrying, in a locked case, by the way. Now, some people want to throw up their arms at this point and say, what does she want? She brought a rifle to the airport, but I'd like to remind everyone that it's perfectly legal to drive around with an unloaded rifle in your car. Yes, really. And Nancy didn't enter the airport. She was parked alongside a public roadway. It's important to remember that no matter how you feel about firearms, nothing that Nancy did violated any laws. Using force, Lieutenant Iverger pushed Nancy when she objected to the seizure of her rifle. Deputy Carlock taunted Nancy, asking in a disparaging tone, "You're a real right-winger, aren't you?" and stating in words or substance that she was never going to see her rifle again. During the remainder of the 6 hours that Nancy was forcibly detained on the side of the road, she was taunted, verbally harangued, threatened, belittled, abused, humiliated, and harassed by members of the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office. For example, Deputy Carlock repeatedly referred to Nancy as a right-winger and a teabagger, and threatened that they were going to arrest her for terrorism to make an example of her to other teabaggers and right-wingers. Around midnight, officials from the airport and federal law enforcement agencies determined that Nancy posed no terrorist or other security threat. Once most of the other law enforcement officials left the scene, Deputy Carlock ordered Nancy to be handcuffed by another member of the sheriff's office. Before being placed in handcuffs, Nancy attempted to give her purse containing her wallet and cell phone to her sons. Her wallet contained approximately $13,000 in cash, money that she was holding to pay tuition that day for her son's college and her daughter's Catholic school tuition. Deputy Carlock refused to allow her sons to take the bag and ordered her to leave it on the front seat of her unlocked vehicle, even after being informed of the value of its contents.
Oh, that was risky.
It was risky to tell that cop anything about what was in that bag.
Yeah, you should not tell them that.
So when Nancy's sons objected, Carlock threatened to arrest them if they touched it and ordered them to leave the scene. Not knowing what to do, they left. When Nancy's sons responded to a call from the sheriff's office in the early morning hours to pick up their mother's vehicle from the roadside, they found...
The bag was gone.
Oh, not quite. It was actually there, but $5,300 had gone missing. Now, how do you deal with that situation? Because you've got no way to claim that there was really $13,000.
Carlock took their money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it. These people took their money.
And there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing that you can do.
It wasn't there. You know, as far as it wasn't there.
The money was, of course, never returned. In addition, the contents of the glove compartment box was missing, and there was damage to the body of the car, particularly around the trunk.
And, you know, they don't have, they didn't have the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net in their car, so they don't have audio of this occurring, the police officer ordering them to leave the scene and not take the purse. I mean, obviously it stands to reason that that's what happened, because why would these kids leave that purse? Why would the mother let that happen? You know, why would they come to support their mom and then just leave before she gave up her purse?
I mean, I know things are bad here in New Hampshire, but they're not as bad as in some of these other places around the country. There's a situation where Rich Paul, one of the activists, was being arrested in Central Square, and he had a backpack, which it had his gun in it, and he didn't want the police to take that with him when he was being arrested.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
So... I had showed up on the scene responding fairly quickly due to we've got some really good communications methods here in this movement, because we've got activists, so therefore if you've got activists, you can have good communications. And I responded to a text message when he was getting arrested, was there within 10 minutes. So by the time he was being put into the car, he tells me about this bag and asks if I can take that away for him. And the officer in that situation allowed me to do that. So,
thank goodness.
Yeah, it could have made things a little more complicated for him had that bag been taken. Anyway, back to Nancy's story. Around midnight, after her sons were ordered to leave upon threat of arrest, Nancy was transported to the Suffolk County Jail in handcuffs. While in a holding cell, Deputy Carlock continued to verbally harass Nancy, telling her...
This guy's a real nice guy, according from the story.
Telling her, "You will pay," and admitting that they had nothing to charge her with, but that he'd find something in order to teach all right-wingers...
It sounds like she was sassy to him.
Maybe she thought she had rights.
Well, yeah.
Find something in order to teach all right-wingers and teabaggers a lesson. While in her holding cell, Nancy, by the way, I'm not a teabagger or right-winger or anything like that, but I care about people's rights, whether they're right or left or, you know, up and down or whoever they are. I care about people's rights, and I don't want to see people have their freedoms violated, whatever those freedoms are. And this woman was just absolutely abused by these people. He says that he's going to find something to charge her with. While in her holding cell, she was interrogated again by Suffolk County Under Sheriff Kara Kappa.
And I would wager that this lady wouldn't have gone to jail at all if she had refused to speak to the police.
There's always a good chance. The more you talk, the more likely you're going to end up.
Now, she ended up hiring an attorney anyway, and, you know, look, as soon as they start asking questions, officer, are you conducting an investigation?
Right.
If they're conducting an investigation, you don't answer any questions.
You don't have to answer any questions right. generally at all.
If you have any questions, please direct them to my attorney.
Under Sheriff Caracappa had not warned her to her rights. Her requests to speak to a lawyer were ignored. Following her interrogation, the undersheriff informed her she was being arrested and charged with terrorism. At this point,
terrorism.
Nancy requested medical treatment for her bleeding and painful left leg. After several requests and several hours later, she was finally taken to the Bay Medical Center by male members of the sheriff's office and handcuffed to a bed. A sonogram was performed on her left leg from her ankle to her inner groin, requiring her to disrobe. Despite her and her doctor's request for them to turn away, the two male deputies insisted on staring at Nancy while she disrobed, further humiliating her. She was prescribed antibiotics and discharged back to the county jail with instructions on proper care for her leg wound. Once back at the jail, the county sheriffs denied her access to her antibiotics and denied her proper care of her leg wound. Now, Mark, as somebody who spent 9 years in prison, does this sound possible to you?
Does it sound possible that
the sheriffs would be denying this woman her medication?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's some sick, sadistic people that work at these jails and prisons.
I think a lot of times they, you know, in some cases they want to punish, if that's what, you know, they have the opportunity to do that, they want to punish you.
Well, they did. She got herself a staph infection.
Yeah. And in other instances, they're busy doing other things or, you know, they're understaffed.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, you know, just don't feel like doing it, whatever.
A lot of times they'll say they're busy and they'll go sit down at their desk for a while.
Yeah, and so, you know, some you can imagine you as a free person, as a jailer. Why in the world do you want to respond to a bunch of convicts' orders? Now, get up and get me some toilet paper. Now I need some acetaminophen. Now right. I need this. Now I need that. I mean, you know, you feel like a nursemaid pretty soon. I can understand how they feel, but this lady shouldn't have been in jail in the first place.
The following morning, she was briefly questioned at the Suffolk County Jail by two FBI agents. We will continue with Nancy's odyssey here in a few moments. All of this because she took photos of a helicopter husk at a public place outside of a public airport. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free lines. Does this sound like freedom to you? It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.